Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. The NBA Finals are about to kick off, and you know we got to talk about those conference finals as well as this matchup, but we have a very special guest to do it with. Today we are joined, oh my goodness, with somebody who's written on TV, acted on TV, and you may even know him from the hit NBC show Grand Crew, which just got a second season. We have Carl Tart in the building. I'm Miles Gray.
I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack
got mad
boosties.
Flawless intro.
Woo!
Yes, the finals are here, but more importantly,
Carl Tart is here.
Our guest, Mr. Carl Tart. If you don't know who Carl Tart is, maybe you're not familiar with laughing. Because if you are, certainly this is a name you would have ringing in your ears. But Carl, let's not delay anything further. Welcome to the show. How you been, man?
Thank you for having me. Two of my oldest and dearest friends. And Jack and I are such dear friends that he has watched every single episode of my show twice.
Everyone. I send you notes.
Sends me notes every week. Yeah. Tells me how much he likes me. Sends me flowers. If nobody's giving me my flowers, Jack is giving me my flowers.
I'm there.
There it is.
Listen, I'm so happy to be here, y'all. I'm so happy y'all finally talking basketball. I'm sure you've talked about Jack's history with the game of basketball. It's in his blood.
Yeah.
And Miles, I ain't never seen you hoop. But you got to come out with us on Sundays because I need to see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you can see. I'm pretty transparent with it. I have about three just heavy dribbling moves that I've like mainline from the N1 mixtape. I have no left. And that's pretty much all you need to know about me. So if you show me left, they're like, you've neutralized me on the basketball court.
Is that heavy dribbling like you're dribbling many times like James Harden or you're just like pounding it?
I'm hitting like the hurricane that like AO used to do. Or like hot sauce. Like there were certain like moves that I was like, I just want to create the muscle memory because I would play. See, I didn't make the basketball team. So I played at nutrition with the kids in the honors classes who also couldn't make it. And I was serving those young students out there on the blacktop. So that's me.
The kids we weren't allowed to play with. My coach used to be like, don't you be out there with them.
You got a game to play.
Yeah. When I was a freshman in high school, we used to gamble and for the gangsters.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be like, Carl go shoot for me. They used to call it shooting for bucks. Remember that?
Okay. There was
so much pressure because you didn't want to get beat up.
Right.
But so we're like out there and I'm like, I got to make these shots. Like, that's how they made. And these are like seniors and I'm like 14.
Right. And yeah. That kind of peer pressure. I don't think there's more pressure than a senior being like, hey, you're like, yes.
Yeah. You're going to shoot for me. Like. He got a jumper. Hey, Carl Jimmy is wet.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to edit that out. That's a basketball reference.
Yeah.
But
Oh man. So how you feeling about, what did you think about the conference finals, East or West? Who do you want to talk about first?
We can talk about the Western Conference Finals first.
Sure.
It's pretty quick.
That happened.
Yeah, that happened. It was what it was. I'm happy with that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting for the California team. I have my thoughts on the Dallas team and their fan base, but I'll keep it to the other podcast.
Mm-hmm.
but I was rooting for the California team. You know, I like those dudes now. You know, everybody was hating on them back in the day. You know,
yeah.
Us LeBron guys, big LeBron guy. I definitely was hating on the Warriors back then, but after getting to know Steph and Draymond a little bit more, seeing the adversity that they faced with Klay being out and seeing that stuff, I'm like, all right, man, y'all don't bother me no more.
Yeah.
And I also feel like the fighting for LeBron is just going to be what it's going to be. He's entering his 20th season. So like, I'm like, yeah, man, he's going to get the rings that he got. Like, I don't know if he wins another one. He's going to be my GOAT forever.
Right.
He is my guy. But I don't have no problem with the Warriors anymore. That okay. series, what it was, that showed you saw experience versus no experience. Mm-hmm. You saw the brains of defensive minded players like Draymond Green, and the way he helped Andrew Wiggins do as much as he could with Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
He did as much as he could, and he did a pretty good job, you know.
When you
got a player like that who's never going to be that rattled, you got to capitalize on the moments where they do get rattled, cuz Luka is still very immature on the court, and you can see his, you know, his bravado, his cockiness when things are going well. And then you can see
how much
he shuts down when it's not going well. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that you capitalize on the moments of him not playing well, so the other players don't know who to look to, because there's no other dog on that team. And they need another dog. They need another dog. They got rid of Kristaps. Kristaps wasn't that dog. I think they need another superstar to help him there. Spencer Dinwiddie came up strong. Jalen Brunson is great. I love a 4-year college guy because they get the most disrespect. Jabari says a John Collins type. I think that would work there. I mean, Dorian Finney. I think Tim Hardaway Jr. coming back is going to help them tremendously. I think he's very good. I think he's underrated player. I watched him in those Clipper series, and he ate us up a couple games when we did kind of neutralize Luka. And neutralizing Luka is letting him do what he wants and making sure nobody else scores the basketball.
Right.
And John Collins type, a big forward that can shoot the ball from the outside, kind of like what they have, mm-hmm. but somebody that's a little bit faster than like a Maxi Kleber, somebody a little bit more of a dog, a little bit of a better scorer,
right?
Than Maxi Kleber, I think that's what they're lacking. But anyway, on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. All right, so game set. I mean, we might as well talk about the thing the whole series turned on, which is the Jimmy Butler 3, but yeah. like. Up until the moment that hit the front of the rim, it felt like he was just, the Heat were just like somebody tweeted that it seemed like they were playing for a game 8. Like they were just kind of slow rolling it. And then when they made the comeback, I was like, damn, like they really are just giving exactly what they need to win this by one shot. And then obviously he didn't make it, but.
Didn't make the shot. I was at a wedding while that game was going on, and I was watching on my phone, under the table, and I was watching a little bit because I'm kind of this playoffs has been exhausting, man. Yeah. It's been exhausting. So I'm going back and forth, but I was rooting for the Heat. I'm not a Boston fan by any means. I love to see them lose, but they didn't lose, and rightfully so. They were the better team. That shocking Game 6 win by the Miami Heat was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like Jimmy Butler is one of the most underrated players in the league. I saw somebody tweet, and these are the type of things that make me exhausted with the NBA. Takes like this. I saw somebody tweet, Jimmy Butler is one of those rare guys that's not a top 5 player, but has top five
performance. Yeah, I saw something like that.
And I go, you know, I think we gotta tone it down with the rankings, the live rankings and things like that, and understand what basketball is. It is there are superstars that play better, that do better things than others, but the system is what works. The system has to work. The Golden State Warriors proved that to us with their first 3 championships. Like, it's the system that works, that allows the superstar players to thrive in said system. It all has to come together like a beautiful mix. Jimmy Butler has not had that. Jimmy Butler, I was talking to a friend about this, and I always bring him up just because he's talked. I'm not a huge fan, but he talks. You know, I can't deny who he is. Mm-hmm. Luka Doncic. If Jimmy Butler is playing Luka Doncic one-on-one, I think Jimmy's got way more dog in him than Luka does. And I think that Jimmy Butler could win that if he makes the shots and Luka misses a couple. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that was my whole thing, was that he should have made the three. And then
he should have made it.
Like, that's the thing that nobody's talking about. They're like, should he have taken it? Should he have not taken it? But, like, if you think about whether he had made it, if he had just made it, like, that would have, they would have had the lead, I think.
Jack, that take is ridiculous. What? 100% ridiculous take. Okay. You think he should have made that shot as opposed to missing it? Okay. Jack, come on, man. They let you talk on this microphone like that?
Oh, he's setting himself up for a storybook comeback by missing that shot.
Oh, my gosh. Think about next year, Jack. This year don't matter.
I know a lot of, like, you know, Max Strus hit that three as the game's winding down. It's, what, the 98-93, so that three puts them within two. And, again, like you're saying, with the momentum going at the end of the game, I'm like, this feels, as Jimmy Butler's coming down the court, I'm like, this... I remember being like, I feel like this is, we're about to see the thing that's supposed to happen. But here, let's just take a little bit of a listen to that play from that three to take it to 96-98.
Strus to make it a two-point game today. Flash!
So again, the energy feels like, okay, now they're within two.
Mm-hmm.
The comeback is on its way, an 11-0 run.
So Strus had just made his shot.
Right. Which is pretty good. According to math, that puts them within two now.
Smart.
Smart comes Smart in.
Smart driving, throws it up.
It was like starting to feel preordained.
For the lead.
Oh.
You heard it in his voice right there. Like, that was the right shot because that he clearly thought it was going in. I think everybody was like, for the lead, like in their heart, they were like, they thought they were about to watch, like, when people just suddenly have the ability to rewrite the laws of physics and just do whatever they want for a couple plays on the basketball court.
Right.
Jabari brings up an interesting point. There was a three that was retroactively wiped away that could have definitely made
that
a difference.
That was wild. That
right.
He did not step on the line.
His heel was over it.
His heel was up. He didn't step on the line and it took that away, which, you know, we can write that off as a Boston call, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that fair and square. I think the better team won the series, of course. I think that, you know, Bam being your second best scorer is tough when you're playing against such a strong defensive minded team.
Yeah.
Robert Williams does so much on the court and makes up for so many mistakes that Boston makes. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have like the most turnovers in the playoffs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got to play like Robert Williams out there, like, he makes up for mistakes like that. Al Horford is just a basketball mind. He knows what's going on.
He played so well in that game seven.
I say shout out to geriatric millennials right now.
Yeah.
Representing for
Marcus Smart, you know, he's gonna do what he's gonna do.
When he started hitting threes, that's what I just like turned to the people I was with. I was like, that's it. It's over.
Yeah. It's over right there. You're gonna have that, I think. Going into this Golden State series, it's going to be this is a Jack O'Brien point. Like, all you got to do is make the shot. It's going to be a great offensive team versus
the ball in the basket.
This is my Booger McFarland take. These two teams, I'm going to just tell you like this. It's going to be an offensive versus defensive game.
At every possession.
At every possession, one team is going to be playing really good defense, and the other team is going to be playing really good offense. And that's what we're going to see, and that's what we look out for. Mm-hmm. I think an X factor in this series is Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
I think he has to play defense on Jason Tatum as well as he did on Luka Doncic. And I think Jason Tatum, I want to say Jason Tatum's better than Luka, but that just might be my haterade coming out of my pores.
Wow.
But I think he definitely can be stopped easier than Luka Doncic because his turnover rate is much higher than Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic protects the ball a little bit more with the angles that he uses to play with. Jason Tatum plays a little bit more, you know, athletically and that calls for a lot more turnovers. I think if Andrew Wiggins can neutralize him a little bit, then Golden State has a chance. I think that's the X factor, and it also has to be from both sides. He has to make shots too. Yeah. He has to. Andrew Wiggins has to be on offensively and defensively. I think he's the X factor in the whole thing. Steph is going to do Steph. I think if they win, like, Steph's finally going to get his offensive his MVP, his Finals MVP. This series, but Boston's defense is just out of this world.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing when you compare Tatum and Luka is like, well, Tatum's also one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. So that makes a difference because, as you pointed out, that Wiggins is going to have to play defense on Tatum. And that is important, is whether you can play defense on the guy who is trying to put the ball in the basket.
That's what I hear too. You know, it's just as important what you're doing when you don't have the ball in your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
it's the little things that count, you know,
they all add up, you know,
the little things add up to big things.
And Brian, you can add the Al Pacino speech from any given Sunday there about the inches.
I mean, I think that matchup is interesting. I'm really curious to see how, you know, how the coaches go after it in terms of, like, you know, the overall strategy in dealing with each other's offensive threats. Really, like, looking at the Warriors, part of me, see, this is the thing, when I look at this series, so many things I thought were going to happen have not happened. So at this point, I'm looking at the outcome as just sort of like, well, I think the universe is telling me I don't know anything. And if that's the case, my fear, and this is just my fear, as I predict what could happen here, is that I see a reality where the Boston Celtics very much win this.
Yeah.
And that freaks me out. That freaks me out. And I'm being honest, listeners, that freaks me out.
That freaks me out. It freaks me out too, because I would much rather see them do the opposite of win this thing.
Thank you.
I'd much rather them see them lose this thing. Mm-hmm. And
lose. Okay.
Yes, so one team is gonna win.
Okay.
And I think the team that wins the most games will be the winner of the series.
Okay, right. And that's out of how many games?
Got to win four.
Out of seven games, you at least need to win four of them.
Okay, so listeners, write that down. You need to win four out of the seven games.
We're going to dig into the math a little bit later.
Nah, but I definitely think that they have a huge chance at winning the series. I think it hinges on a lot of little things.
Right.
Now, where the Golden State Warriors do have the advantages, of course, it's the best shooting team we've ever seen. I do think Steph is going to be the best player on the court for both teams. I think that's beneficial. Draymond's got to keep it. He got to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's very important. But however, I think they're going to need some. Kevon Looney's going to have to keep playing well. He's been playing well. He's going to have to keep playing well because they're going to need his size against Horford and Rob Williams. I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be a real tough matchup. I think it goes to six or seven. I don't, like, people are like Golden State's heavily favored. I don't know why they would say that they're heavily favored. Look at what Boston has done against every team in this.
Right.
Like, it was Miami was probably the worst team that they played, and they were the number one seed in the East. Yeah. Like, when you think about, you know, they sweep Kyrie and Kevin Durant, two generational talents. They beat the crap out of Giannis. Oh my God. I hope that dude probably still sitting in the ice bath. And they were injured, and their offensive efficiency was awful, abysmal when he was off the court. But I don't know why people are like, oh, this is gonna be a cakewalk for Golden State.
Every time Boston wins, I'm like, how are they not sweeping this series? Like, when they have it going, they look so much better than whoever they're playing. And yeah, that's not my preferred outcome. But I mean, it makes sense to me that, like, Warriors are the public team because they have the stars that people have seen win a championship before, and just, like, the more recognizable names. But I don't know. I'm not saying anything that, like, Zach Lowe hasn't said 100 times or whatever advanced stats people's names are.
I mean, one fact that I saw posts, I think, from the ESPN stats account was that this is that both teams in this finals, their top three scorers this postseason were drafted by their respective teams. So Curry, Thompson, Poole, and Tatum, Brown, and Smart. And the first time the top three postseason scorers on each NBA Finals team debuted with their respective team, that's been since 1998 in the Bulls-Jazz series. So
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think Kuminga's going to see some good run
in the finals?
In the finals?
I don't see why not. I mean, because I think it's going to be a close series and it's going to be unpredictable, I could definitely see them wanting to use him to just like kind of keep Boston off balance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes between him and Robert Williams, I feel like, you know,
yeah,
that's a good matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, though. The stat you were talking about, Miles, is like that's something that I feel like GMs have been taking note of, is like, you know, keeping a core together as opposed to like the era of, you know, just stacking blue chip players and like everybody being focused on the offseason more than like what actually happens. It's like last year, you know, Giannis stuck with Milwaukee, won the chip, and this year, whoever wins is going to be kind of same lesson, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's something to it. I don't know.
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled, front offices of certain teams.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. This is the part of the show, Carl, where we like to ask our guests some things about their relationship to a round ball, which is what I call basketball.
When I'm hanging out with John Tesh.
me and John Tesh are close personal friends. Yeah. That's the only reason the NBA would let me do this show.
Thanks, Tesh. You checked the voicemail. You were the one that checked the voicemail.
And he doesn't add that when he's doing it live. He doesn't say, and then my boy Jack, like, check the voicemail and was like, hey, I think you might want to listen to this again.
Yeah.
Wait, Jack, but, what's it say? It says something like, okay, yeah, let me.
Have you ever played ball with John Tesh? I guess that's my first question for you, because
I have never played basketball with John Tesh. I've been trying. I DM him every day, be like, man, let's hoop, get this bro. Game going.
What like, I need you to hold this L, Tesh.
Yeah. Dribbling with his whole body with the ball out in front of him. He's got a very old school looking when he's pretending to dribble the ball.
And he got that balance
live
hand
show
out
we're
back.
All referring to.
Yes.
Oh, do.
Yeah, exactly. anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about should just go Google John Tesh.
Round ball rock.
Yeah. Live.
Yeah.
All right. First thing we like to ask everybody. Craziest thing you've ever seen on a basketball court in person, Carl Tart. Like just wildest, like athletic move, just supernatural ability.
I saw DeMar DeRozan catch two bodies at the same time at UCLA. Yeah, we were standing on the sideline being like, yeah, luckily we don't have next.
It was just that UCLA pickup game that like,
yeah, it's yeah. When he was a senior in high school and we were all there playing. And, you know, me and my friends like to wax nostalgic about those days. But mm-hmm. There was three courts in the Wooden Center at UCLA. And we would call like the first court, the D1 court. The second court was the D2 court. And the third court was just like a bunch of very smart kids, like kind of running.
That's
around.
Literally right. Me.
Like playing.
The nutrition class court.
That was
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
We spent most of our time on the D2 court getting like medium runs in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But that D1 court, at a certain point, you just went over there and watched.
Right.
Because everybody was there. Everybody would be there. Like, I remember seeing all the guys from the team come in. This is at the time. My freshman year of college is also, you know, like, the years of the Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook years. Jrue Holiday was around. Darren Collinson was around. They would all come and hoop with guys like Romeo. Lil Romeo was out there.
Romeo Miller?
Yeah, he okay. got the run because he was Romeo. He was never, right. He was definitely not at the caliber of those players, even though he did get a D1 scholarship mm-hmm. To SC. Jabari calls Romeo the pride of SC. I see that. but I, and DeMar will be out there. Some older NBA guys would be out there. Stephon Marbury's brother, he was always a person who would come out there and be killing everybody.
Yeah.
And it those were just the fun days of hooping up there. And you wanted to play, but it was like, I can't. I shouldn't get out here.
Right.
But yeah, that's one off the top of my head. Like, I literally saw him just like jump over two dudes that was trying to play. He was
right.
So athletic at that point.
And it's like, okay, you got next. You're like, no.
No. Get in the car. What did I tell you about coming around here messing with these boys?
I think that was something you guys mentioned on your great basketball podcast, The Flagrant Ones, which that's one I've caught every episode of. And I think you guys talked at one point about how it would be interesting to add a regular person, like what every team just has to have a regular person out there. Just to so that we could see the
oh,
differential. Yeah, just for scale.
Yeah, for scale.
You just see watching like a 6'1" guy who like has some post game.
Yeah, because he played center in high school.
Right, exactly. Just getting absolutely demolished.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it, NBA.
But he's got to be the person who talks the most crap on Twitter.
Right, of course.
I just like the idea, too, where it's like, there's a stretch of the game where the regular dudes have to come in, yeah. And they're like, substitution for the Lakers, number 97, yeah. Rick.
Yeah.
And just like some dude. Comes out.
Only first name.
Yeah, it's just Rick. Well,
first
you don't
name, last initial, like it's yeah. A help group.
Yeah. He works on HVAC units and installations and thinks he's better than Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Great. Put him
played
out there.
On
let's
his
see.
JV team. It's his senior year.
Yeah. Did right, not right, make right. The varsity basketball team. Only made JV his senior year because his father was the health teacher.
Right. Oh, no. Okay. Luca may have blinded him with that dunk. Yeah. I think the ball hit him right in his eyes as it came through the bottom of the net. Oh, boy. You hate to see it.
But yeah, I would say off the top of my head, that was one of the craziest moments. Give you a little history of myself. One of the craziest mm-hmm. moments in hindsight mm-hmm. is yours truly, LeBron style blocking James Harden off the backboard in
what?
2006.
On a breakaway? Like
a breakaway.
LeBron style? Wow.
Yeah, and,
no, set this up. Set this up, Carl.
It's the Orange County Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton High School versus Artesia High School. These guys at this time got three of the top players in California. Mm-hmm. One guy named Reynardo Sidney. He was a 6'10" shooter, big guy, hard to guard. He was one of the top guys in the state. Another guy named Malik Story. I think he went on to play at Indiana for a while, but kind of petered out there.
Mm-hmm.
And James Harden, who, you know, in high school, everybody's kind of like at a similar level. You know, if you play in varsity basketball. So I'm like, I'm guarding this dude. And like, you know, he's not like murder. He's not putting up 100 points on me or nothing like that. And I'm coming in and he kind of shakes me and then goes up with like a soft layup. And I just kind of bow. And I'm talking. I'm talking cash, you know. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Top 10.
Oh, no.
Anyway, he comes back. Let's just say he catches a body, and that body's name was Kautar.
Uh-oh.
He got me good.
Uh-oh.
He got me good. Yeah.
So what, like, what? You just went up for it? You said, you know what? Let's try. Maybe I thought I could contest it
because at that point, you know, this is before social media. This tape will never be found. Unless you go like to the film room at Artesia High School or something, maybe. But like, this tape will never be found. So this is before social media era where everybody's like running from the getting dunked on.
Right.
This is only, you only got to deal with the embarrassment of the immediate crowd
in the gym.
And your teammates never forget.
Exactly.
But he also went on to be, well, James Harden.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, I'm cool with that. and yeah, he got me good. Because I got too cocky after blocking him, after blocking his layup.
Because
he was like 2 inches taller than me. So we were virtually standing at the same, you know, length and like, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, at least look, that's a moment that at least you can remember. It's wild. Like, I was just looking up Artesia High School. There's a Google review for Artesia High School. And one of the Google reviews, 4 stars. But the review is James Harden, a dog, bro. It's like, I love it. Thank you.
He was a dog
of a high school.
All right. So we wanted to play this clip from a podcast. I'm actually just going to read the quote, but it's Jermaine O'Neal talking about why he eventually left Miami. Was not the reason I was expecting. He said, "I'm going to start with Miami. They wanted me to re-sign. I knew that Bron and them was coming, and this is the realest thing I could tell y'all. You know, they got that 8% body fat. That shit is serious for a big guy. That's heavy lifting," referring to like the Miami mentality where they demand everybody get in really good shape. Then he says, "I remember going into the pantry at night, looking at the Oreos looking at me, and I couldn't, bruh. I am in a full battle daily on what I ate. And I was like, bro, I'm 30 plus years old. I can't go through this." So I was like, "I'm too old to be having a debate whether I want to have an Oreo or not. I can't do that shit. So that's why I left Miami."
Oh, I could relate.
I can fully relate. 100% relate. Because it was recently that I learned that 2 Oreos are like 180 calories. Like the serving size is 2. And that goes up if you're getting double stuffed or mega stuffed or whatever.
Right, the serving size
is 2. You should be having 2 cookies. You should be sitting down. If you want to eat in moderation, have a nice treat.
Right.
Put them on a plate by themselves.
Put them on a plate. 2 Oreos. You sit down on the couch and you have your tea. And you eat your 2 Oreos. Like, I eat sleeves of Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I do the thing where I'm like, oh, they might go stale if I can't seal this bag.
Yeah. I have Big Mac Oreos. I take the one side off one of them and put it together. So there's 3 cookies, 2 stuffings. And that's my ideal amount. And
there
I eat those.
My goodness.
Come on. You best believe, Jack, I'm doing it with whole milk. Straight from the cow. You know what I mean? I'm not doing no oat. Ain't no oat.
You're on your back under a cow. Eating the Oreos. And then just getting straight shots.
Just chugging heavy whipping cream. You know what time it is.
I think about that now. When I first heard that clip, I was like, I relate to this so much. Even now in a world where I don't have to have 8% body fat to be in my career, less than 8% body fat. And I'm like, man, that's got to be extremely hard because I'm the type of person, like right before we got on to record, I went to the gym and I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm putting in this heavy lifting. I'm doing these 5x5s. And I'm on this Peloton so I can eat that sleeve of Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I can maintain a healthy balance. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. I totally relate to him. I'm like, especially at that point, he's probably like, man, basketball, I'm about done.
Right. If you if there was a food you struggle with, Carl, what would it? What's your Oreos?
Krispy Kreme donuts, man.
Just the regular glaze?
Yeah. That's all I need.
When they're hot and fresh.
Come on. I don't think there's anything better tasting. But also for me, it's just like late night eat. Like I late night eating is bad.
Yeah.
Also just snacking. Cup of
it's
noodles.
More satisfying.
Like imagine that. Imagine going into your pantry and you seeing a bunch of Maruchan cup of noodles.
Ooh, yeah.
And you can't eat them.
No. Not doing that.
But you put you put an egg in that and it becomes a health food. So try
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
My thing I think would be, Jabari put the question in, what would be our Achilles heel if we were professional athletes? I think mine would be like Mountain Dew and like other sweet beverages.
Oh my God. Soda.
Yeah.
Soda is deadly.
Killing me too. It is. Yeah. There's nothing more refreshing after a night of heavy drinking than an ice cold Coca-Cola in all of its glory.
Right. Yeah, for me, it would probably be like Kern's Nectar Juice, which is just pure sugar that
thought
I love.
That was
like
healthy
that
back
guava
in the 90s,
juice.
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you knew I was juice? Getting in the can. Oh, Jack, come on now. This is for the West Coasters. I hear that canned Kern's Nectar and mashed potatoes with like a ton of butter. Yeah. Like I can't. Mm-hmm. Of all the dishes I have trouble not eating, like if I see like something that looks good as a mashed potato in a restaurant, I'm like, let me also get a side of those mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. You like your mashed potatoes chunky?
I like them always. I can eat them smooth. I can chunky with the skin partially in there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I love a chunky mashed potato. I love a couple pieces of whole potato.
Yeah. Especially when it's variation. Like cooked rather than sometimes someone rush it. And you're like, was there an apple in there? And you're like, oh, that's a potato? Yeah, not that. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our rapid fire round of questions for our guest, Carl Tart.
The 82-game preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. To close out the show, Carl, we got to hit you with some rapid-fire questions. Do not think, just respond, and we will move to the next question so we can
we
get this.
We will be judging you, though.
We will be judging. Yeah. Here we go. Start the clock now. Carl Tart, what is the greatest finals matchup ever?
Warriors-Cleveland. 2016.
26. Okay, yep.
Favorite finals moment ever?
The block. The LeBron block.
The Tart on Harden block.
The Tart on Harden block. The way he stole from me. He stole that from me. He saw me do it in high school, and he stole it from me.
Carl Tart, what is your ultimate finals matchup? As in, you could take the 01 Lakers versus the 96 Bulls, or maybe the 2016 Warriors versus the 86 Celtics. What's the ultimate finals matchup you'd like to see?
I'd like to see the 2016 Cavaliers versus the 91 Bulls.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right, you can pick any song as your in-arena music after you make a three. What's your song?
The Country Rap King by Mykel Knight. And it goes, I'm a chain-smoking, whiskey-drinking son of a... cha-cha. If you want to go with us... That's also my walk-up music in baseball.
And Carl, you can get any basketball shoe ever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are your top two or three?
The best basketball shoes I played in are the LeBron 16. Okay. And remember the 2007 Shocks with the strap? You remember those?
Which one did they have?
They were the East Bay shoe. And when you got East Bay, they had them in every single color.
The Elite 2?
Let me see.
That had like a Air Force 1 like mid strap up there by the ankle?
Those.
Yeah. Okay.
Those were superior.
So they have the little like springs in the in the heel area.
2005 Nike Shox Elevate. That was another good one.
Oh, yes.
All right. Greatest Clipper of all time.
You said don't think about it. I'm going to go with my favorite, Sean Livingston, just because I didn't think about it.
Okay. Fantastic.
Kawhi Leonard, of course.
Right. Fair.
Okay. If you could go back and pick any final series game to watch in person from history that you could say, I was there, here is my ticket stub, what is that series you want to go see or game?
Oh, not very creative, but I still got to go with that game seven or the, like, 2016.
With the block, yeah.
With the block. Mm-hmm. I imagine what it was like to feel that room of brand new Warriors fans defeated. Just defeated. Like,
right.
You more excited for next season with the Clippers or what the Pelicans can do? Because I know you have a rooting interest in both teams, but those are both teams that I feel like next year everybody's got their eye on them as like they could be the Grizz, the Warriors of next year.
They were very fun to watch this year. I was at the game, at the play-in game where the Clippers lost to the Pelicans, so it's not bad for me either way. I mean, it is kind of because I've been a Clipper fan longer than I was a Pelicans fan. I was out here before the Pelicans moved to New Orleans. Right. For the listener, I'm originally from Mississippi, born, came out the womb, a diehard Saints fan. Who that nation? Black and gold till I'm dead and cold. That's NFL. We're not here to talk about that. However, I moved to Los Angeles in 1998. Became a Clipper fan in 1999, 2000. The Hornets moved to New Orleans in 2002. I kind of supported them.
Right.
Yeah. But they're definitely my second team. I got gear. I got hoodies. I got hats.
Right.
We'll allow it.
We shall allow it.
I've never seen a like off-season thing where they were just like, he's been cleared to play, you know? But like I think that's how excited. Yeah, they did with Zion this past week. They were like, Zion is cleared and ready to play. Even though we're like months away, I think people are just so excited to, you know, see him on a team that was already kind of putting some interesting looks together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Carl Tart, truly a pleasure. One of the best in the biz. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, see you, all that good stuff?
You can follow me on Instagram at DammitCarl, DammitCarl. You can watch my show, Grand Crew.
Yeah.
All the episodes streaming now on Peacock or Hulu, wherever you watch NBC shows. You can also see the season 2 of Grand Crew coming out on NBC sometime either late this year or early next year. But don't forget about it. It'll be there. And you can listen to me on The Flagrant Ones, which is another basketball podcast. That's on the patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes or my Gossip Girl rewatch podcast, my good buddy Lamar Woods, XOXO Gossip Kings. On the Headgum Network. Find it wherever you get your podcast.
There it is. Amazing. All right, folks. Well, we got game one of the finals about to start at any moment, depending on when you're listening to this, as it is coming out the day of game one. So you know, enjoy.
If you listen to it after game one, though, don't listen to it. It immediately goes bad. So I guess we should have told you that up top. Sorry if you did.
All good, that's our though. Bad. All anyway, good. Take care, and we'll see you next week to keep on talking the basketball.
Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.